सतत ज्ञान अध्ययन तथा राज्यों के गहन अनुभूति करने
He is able to churn knowledge and his classes are very the head of that. He is the founder. He is inspirational. At a national level, he has done all the programs.
मुख्यालय से प्रतिमास निकलने वाला जो पत्र पुष्प आप ही
The पत्र पुष्प that is a newsletter every month that we receive from
पत्र लिखते हैं
from the headquarters
आपके द्वारा ही
He is the one who is the one who documents it writes it
talk show अनमोल रतन
His talk show on invaluable jewels he shares that theme on the media he has traveled all five continents and have benefited thousands and millions of souls lakhs of souls not millions and he's a tapasvi soul he's an intense meditator and he's amidst us and the song that you heard baba madhuban and murli he will throw some light on it
brahman jeevan ka aadhar hai
and this is the basis of the baba's murli so brother respected brother raju
om shanti
वैसे जब ये गीत बजता था
व्हेनेवर द सॉन्ग वाज प्लेड
हीरे पाए मैंने तीन रतन
ओ आई फाउंड द थ्री ज्वेल्स सो दादी जानकी यूज्ड टू स्टार्ट डांसिंग एज द सॉन्ग वाज
लेकिन
प्लेड
प्रैक्टिकल अनुभव तो ये मेरा है
दिस इज माय प्रैक्टिकल एक्सपीरियंस शी ओनली यूज्ड टू शेयर बट व्हेन आई केम टू मधुबन And Baba, Madhuban and Murli, I got this as a godly gift. I got these three jewels.
So,
firstly, I started typing. First, I started writing. In 1973, I started writing. I was sitting next to Baba. Whole night, I used to document the Murli.
मेडिटेशन हॉल उस समय नहीं बना
था दैट टाइम देयर वाज नो मेडिटेशन हॉल इन 74 द मेडिटेशन हॉल वाज कंस्ट्रक्टेड बट बाबा यूज्ड टू कम इन द बाबास रूम इन हिस्ट्री हॉल
दादी दादी ने हमारी ड्यूटी लगा दी थी
सो दैट वाज माय ड्यूटी सो होल राइट ऑल नाइट यू राइट व्हाट एवर बाबा इज सेइंग हूएवर इज He is saying to whoever and you start documenting and writing it and in the morning I used to type it in the early morning and give it to everyone respectively to the person this is the one who, this is what he said to you to the individual that time there was no chairs no sofas we used to sit down
baba bhi niche baithte the
baba nahi
baba he is asking
oh ha बाबा भी नीचे गद्दी पर आते थे
बाबा यूज़ टू कम देयर वाज अ गद्दी देयर इज अ बाबाज इन लाइक इन बाबाज रूम देयर इज अ गद्दी बाबा यूज़ टू कम ऑन दैट बाबा मेट आई मेट बाबा ऑन दैट गद्दी इटसेल्फ व्हिच इज इन बाबाज रूम टुडे इन पांडा भवन समटाइम्स 15 मिनट्स 1 आवर देयर वाज नो वन नोबडी आस्क्स यू व्हाई यू आर सिटिंग हियर
मिलाने वाली
सो लॉन्ग लेंथ्स वी यूज्ड टू हाफ एन आवर 1 आवर हाफ 15 मिनट्स Nobody used to say, okay, go, enough, time is enough. And one Dadi ji's Mausi, that is the mother's sister, it was her duty. When Baba and his children used to meet, she used to get up and go. There was no third person amongst, it was very private. Baba used to ask, how much education you are, what is your history, your biography, where you... And Baba used to give a lot of love and a lot of personal drishti and a lot of blessings and give toli in the mouth. He used to feed toli. So in 1973, I got three jewels, Baba, Madhuban and Murli. And after that, since 76, I got this Murli department in totality, as total responsibility of Murli department. So since then I have been just playing with jewels, and I live in Madhuban. I go for service in Shantivan, but in permanent I am in Madhuban, which is Pandav Bhavan. The office is in Madhuban. Murli gets initiated there, everything typesets there, even Patra Pushp, the newsletter in Pandav Bhavan main. Just above the gate, above the literature department, in the Pandav Bhavan. That's where it gets typed. It originates. That's to date. So these three jewels, Madhuban, where this is ocean of knowledge, where he showered all the jewels. Today you heard,
There is a
very big Kumbh Mela that is in Uttar Pradesh, in a city called Prayagraj. In 2 days, 5 crores, that's almost 50 million, I think. People showered there in Ganga. They dipped themselves in Ganga. When there was churning of ocean, and this whole devtas and the asuras, they both were churning the knowledge. So Sri Lakshmi got the duty of. They went behind that Lakshmi, said, give me that, as the churning of the thing was done. Where that urn was kept, where she set. So that in Prayagraj, the drop was fell on that. Okay. Yeah, Nasik. In other 4 places also, this from that urn, as it was churned, some drops were in other 4 places as well. So those 4 places also were given in Bharat. It was given some importance. Whoever takes shower in those or takes dip in those will become immortal. So in devotion, in the path of devotion, there is a lot of importance of this festival called Kumbh, because that's the festival going on in this month. In 3 months, 6 months, and in a year as well. The biggest Kumbh, it's every 12 years Kumbh takes place. So there's a lot of specialities of this particular festival of Kumbh. So after 12 years it happens. So this is for 35 days. So people, lots of millions of people will come and they will take a dip in the Ganga. But that Ganga, from where does that emerge? Through the churning the Ganga was done. But where did the Gyan Sagar, the ocean of knowledge, came? Actually it came in Mount Abu, so this was a memorial place. So in Bhakti it is just a memorial of actual, the real thing that took place, but that was churned knowledge. It was Mount Abu Madhuban. This is the place where Baba came and we churned the knowledge and we shared. And all the rivers like the Adis, they all went to different places. And that those places became the pilgrimage places. Madhuban is the source. This particular land, those who have not seen Abu have not seen anything, there is a saying. So you travel the whole world, where the first man himself, Adi, first woman as well, and that is a place where the character was reformed. And this was a place where they did tapasya. So there is so much importance of this Mount Abu, this place Madhuban. There is so much of importance of this place. So there was a small drop. Just a small drop fell from that place, and it's so much importance of that place. But a place where God, Father Shiva himself comes, and he showered the knowledge through the mouth of Brahma. So that place in the whole world is only one, which is Abu. So this is Mabu in Madhuban.
So
you know the importance and the significance of this place of Madhuban. Avyakt Bab Dada has shared a lot about the importance and has given a lot of clarity on the significance and the importance of this place. So these four pilgrimage places that are sung in Bharat, they say that if people who visit all four pilgrimage places, they will get liberation in life. They will be liberated. So Baba says that no need to wander here and there. Just go to four pilgrimage places that Baba has established, where Adi, the first man, which is Brahma Baba, was visiting the hut. That Baba's room, and that itself is a pilgrimage place, history hall and tower of peace. So those who have not seen, he is not even a Brahmin. If he has not seen, he is not able to do the four pilgrimage places. How will he get the liberation and liberation in life? So the first importance is that where Brahma Baba invoked all the souls, a place where he invoked all of us. Where he became perfect, a place where he became perfect. How he became perfect, that's a very big history. So whatever great versions you are listening, they all have emerged from Madhuban. So there is no revision that has been done. There was no revision.
The
62-63 have been revised, but whatever 62-63, 64-65 till 69, 1.4 million souls, that's 14 lakh souls are listening to this Murli. They listen to through the mobile, they are not able to go through the center. It is my fortune that Murli, I got the duty of fortune of extending it to translate those Murlis, even in writings. In both these things, it was placed on internet, it was uploaded to internet. So all are available on the internet. So it was his fortune. Even the whole world as well as the local in India through internet. Five, six languages and also international languages. In South in India, they don't listen to Hindi. They don't understand Hindi very well. So Tamil, Kannada, Telugu, these all different states and even Malayalam. So Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, four places which needs translation. So everybody else understands. Some Assamese brothers also don't listen in Assamese language also, in Nepal language as well. And now there is also Maharashtra and Marathi and even Gujarati. So 7-8 languages of India. So even the main languages of Russian, main international languages like Russia, I went to Russia. So they are listening and they are learning Hindi and they are directly translating into Russia. So all languages, all the Murlis go to London, and in London there is a sister Jasu. She translates into English and then everybody gets that English Murli. So then we give Murlis in Hindi and over there it's in English in London. So till March all Murlis have been translated, upcoming March. So Dadi used to share things very lightly, in a very light-humoured way, and she used to teach us. So this is a light-humoured thing. So Dadi Prakash Muni, Dadi Janki, in the meeting room in Pandabhavan, both were sitting, and I just popped in and trying to meet Dadi. There was some work, and sometimes I used to write letters for Dadi. So Dadi Janki saw him, and she complained about me to Dadi. This brother, you know, Dadi, this brother, Dadi Janki said that. He gives me stale food. So Dadi said, no, he doesn't make food. Dadi Anki says, no, he's the one who makes it. He says, I don't even go to Bhandara. I don't go to kitchen at all to make. Why is Dadi saying that I am making stale food? So Dadi said, it's the intellect's food that Dadi is. He's the one who's making the. He always. Madhuban, I get in London after 1 month, and in Madhuban, it is so stale by the time it comes to London. So Dadi said, what to do? Before the Murlis were not online. It used to be lagging for 1 month. So whatever Murli used to run in Madhuban, we used to listen it after 1 month. So Dadi Prakashmani said, think, reflect, how do we get on the same one? How do we get the same Murli? So Dadi used to share Murli, and she used to share after that. I used to write and make a note, and I used to type. So when Dadi Janki said that this is a stale food, the Dadi Prakashmani said, think about it, how to align it, how to synchronize it, so that we can. So we started 3 months. So that time science also gave all the facilities, and that first time we got the fax machine. As we got the fax machine during those days, whatever I typed, I immediately sent to Dadi, take the fresh Murli. I used to fax it to Dadi into London. So I started giving Murli through fax. So after that, subsequently, as the facilities, the computer age came. That time there was no computer at that time. So Avyak Bap Dada used to come. So after 1983, he's talking about when Om Shanti Bhavan was got constructed. In the office, he used to put headset. And Baba, and he used to make it no correction, nothing, with so much focus, with so much of pinpointed concentration. Baba, Murli, nothing. I don't even pay any attention anywhere what's happening around. I used to just listen to him, and I used to type it quickly, and so that not even one single word I get it, because it was a very specialized. It was there was a stencil, something like stencil used to be made during that time. So my concentration got increased a lot. So whatever Murli he used to deliver. My office was just behind the in the Om Shanti Bhavan. We cannot sit. That noise will come. No, when you are typing, there was original typing. I used to print that Murli, today's Murli, and he before going Baba, he used to show the whole Murli, and this is the Murli that you delivered. Baba used to be very happy. Baba used to give a lot of blessings during that time. At that time, I got the blessing of divine intellect, you know, because he was sitting, whatever Baba Avyak Bap Dada delivered, he used to type it, and before he leaves for Paramdham, he used to deliver that Murli. So 4-5 pages, even if he's 50 years old, or 1 year old, or 80 years old, this is Murli is the basis of everybody listens to the same Murli. Somebody becomes a king of kings through this Murli. Somebody becomes a king. Somebody becomes a rich man. Somebody wealthy kings, and some become maids and servants. So whole kingdom is established through this very Murli. What kingdom that we received in the whoever did donations, whoever did charity in the copper age, they were getting born in the wealthy king's house during the copper. But how do you get for golden age? The basis, it's the education of confluence age that we get the kingly status in Satyug and Treta Yug. In all four subjects, if you are able to understand all four subjects and you are able to put it in your life, all four subjects, you become the king of kings.
इसी मुरली से कोई ताऊसी तख्त पर बैठेगा.
सम बिकम दे बिकम दिस द इटर्नल थ्रोन द बिग थ्रोन दे सेट ऑन थ्रू दिस मुरली ओनली. एंड इफ यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड एंड यू विल बिकम अ मेड एंड सर्वेंट इफ यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड मुरली. व्हाट इज मुरली? इफ मुरली दोज हु अंडरस्टैंड द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ मुरली.
आज मैंने कितनी बार मुरली टाइप की हो.
Today, how many times I would have typed the murli? I cut the stencil for 4 times. Before it was cyclostyle through litho. It was a different form of the, that time only few copies that were made. Only 100-150 cyclostyle I used to do copies. In 73 I used to make 100 copies in
73.
When after 4 stencils I used to cut down, I used to get exhausted. And to correct it in the stencil and then to churn that and make questions, I got used to playing with the jewels of knowledge. And I was alone in the soul department. And drama was such that in 1984 I became sick and then I got a cooperative brother. I got a typist. And after that, then 96-97, I got a computer. He said that, "I don't want to learn, I just want to do the typing." And brother came with, Karuna Bhai said that, "You just learn." Same, I will make the computer just the way you are doing typing. The way you do to typing, I will program it in such a way, in the computer you will not come to know the difference. That time you learn, he said, he encouraged, he kept, installed it in his office. That once I was just playing with that computer and it got hanged. And there's one brother. One brother is there in Gyan Sarovar. You can make the computer, right? You can fix the computer. He said, "Yes, brother, I can do it." And then he took the computer. That time the computer was very expensive. It was 100,000 rupees. It was just a very basic model. It was not having not the advanced. It's a very very basic model that time. He put the plug and the whole computer got burnt. I mean, got damaged. All got into smoke. He did something. He didn't come in front of me for 3-4 days because it was such an expensive computer. And what will brother say to me? He said, "Did you fix the computer or no? That computer I got messed up." He said, "Sorry, brother, that computer is of no use anymore. That was an earthing computer, and by mistake I switched it on, and current got, and the computer got burnt. Now it will not work at all." So at least you learned because of this mistake. He says, "Now from now onwards, today on from that day onwards," he said, "never made a mistake. He's fixing the computer." And when he says, "No problem, it's okay. Whatever happened, take another one." We took the computer, we practiced. In 96-97, slowly, gradually, it was circulated through computers. And all content, all the murlis that we got, we basically uploaded and we typed it. And the same, DOS, that's very original, disk operating system. Very old way of, there's only one file. There are so many years, murlis in one file itself. So from 69 onwards till 2017, from 1969, whatever Baba has said, it's in one file itself. It's in disk operating, basic DOS. People laugh when they look at it, but I don't leave the original topic. I need only 10 minutes to sort out the whole murli. I'll just press one button and I will get all the points on that topic. So hence I use that. So all the avyakt signals you're getting, I am able to do it from that computer. I don't do a lot of work. I just do it through DOS, that same original file. Baba has, he Yes. Give me the fortune of playing with jewels of knowledge. But the depth of the fortune, to understand every word of the Murli, when Murli is leaves my house, my room, sorry, not house. Some other words come in the during that Murli. People ask, what's the meaning of that Murli? Because in that Murli, there are lots of different languages were there. Some English words, some Sindhi words. So people used to come and ask. I came from a village, so I didn't study too much Laukik studies. So Dadi used to train us, groom us. Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki, they used to study Murli very well, Dadis. And I used to ask Dadi, what is the meaning of this? He says, you type when you type and in the bracket you write, this is a Sindhi word, you put the translated word. So I got the fortune of understanding the Murli deep in depth. So I read it so many times, I typed it so many times. If I miss one Murli also, as if I have not eaten a food. If I don't listen to the Murli, I feel something I missed. I missed something. If I don't listen to the Murli. It's the basis of positive thinking, or good thinking, quality thinking. If you want to keep your intellect pure, so this is the basis, is the Murli. Today's Gandhi Janki's classes, Dadi Janki classes are a lot more than the Avyakt Murlis. And as many Dadis have done so many classes, Dadi Janki, I have never missed one Dadi Janki class. Wherever she did, whether India, whether Madhuban, whether London, wherever, class finishes in that particular city, somebody used to send it to me, or mail it to me, or send it to me. Through internet, Murli was circulated or sent to me. All I typed it in of Dadi Janki Murlis. I made a very good database. Dadi never used to read anything outside material. So the she only was up to third standard. I did 10th standard. She was only had done third standard. But such a quality, reflection, thinking, churning. The reflection of the Murli. How are you able to do such deep of Murli, of Murli, so deep? He said. So Dadi used to say, it's not me, it was Baba used to get it done. So the whole day the knowledge was reflecting in the mind. She never used to even eat breakfast unless and until she shared it with somebody. So she got all wastage finishes in her mind. So my aim has always been, we should reflect Baba's Murli so much that nothing else should dominate my consciousness or awareness. So all wastage will finish. I don't give outside examples. I don't listen to the outside material. Baba has already shared so much. He made the person who has made you very knowledgeful. He made him spinner of discourse of self-realization. He made him Trinetri, Trikaldarshi, seeing the three aspects of time. Baba made every student so groomed. He groomed each soul so much. I don't need to go outside material. I don't have to refer to outside material. So those who have become the embodiment of knowledge, if you are having any bondages, that means you have not understood knowledge. So those who have studied knowledge very well, all your bondages finish. Soul, supreme soul, reincarnation, karmas, all these topics, if you listen, such clarity of knowledge, clarity nobody has. Even in the Bible or any other books, spiritual books, no. People used to say that I am the one. People were so much illusion, saying that I am Brahmasmi, I am the one who is Brahma. Such people took them like they were taken for a ride. Paramatma is a God, is the one who is living way beyond, and they mixed up all the knowledge, all the knowledge they called themselves as Brahmasmi. So all the bondages will be removed by Baba knowledge. No relationship, like all the padarth is like all the facilities like mobiles and all that. All those bondages are you're liberated once you study Murli very well. So I don't have to create anything new. No new bondages I have to get myself into. Only in this university, a spiritual university, that stopped creation of new of babies. Only this organization says that. Only this university, because this is the world is going to finish and all souls have to go back. So what kind of creation are you going to do it? So when again the new world is going to establish, all the pure souls are going to come down. So so don't have to put the seeds of new creation. You don't do physical creation. Become holy, become yogi, Raj Yogi. I'm the only one was in my Laukik life. My elder brother became very anti. Who's the one who's going to make our Kuldeepak is who will take the lineage into further if you are going to not marry. So there was a big generation. So there's no generation. There's a big generation gap. Nobody is ahead of me in our generation. So in Kali Yuga, never don't sow any seeds of physical creation now. So don't create any bondages for yourself. So don't go into vices. Don't become impure. That's what he means. Yeah, if you have understood, you will. Otherwise, you will say that at least I need one kid. Who will take care of our assets? Who will take care of our money? Who will take care of our clan should go ahead. Our name should go ahead. A soul has to be groomed for the innate qualities. Who will fill that? When we will get a chance to fill yourself? As we connect, he is the ocean. We take the qualities and we become complete in seven virtues. So there was this question. We ask a question, no problem. So you are talking about Murli. So there are two types of Murli, Sakar and Avyakt Murli. When Baba was alive, people show a lot of interest in Avyakt Murlis. Which Murli do you prefer? What do you like? The importance is separate, but Mamma became perfect through Sakar. Brahma Baba became perfect through Sakar. Actually, Sakar Murlis, all four subjects are clarified in that. I'll tell you why Avyakt Murlis were played out. Sakar Murlis are not able to understand very well. People, they have used shortened. Shortened is a shortened. If Baba used to call me during that time, I could have directly typed. But I never, not even a single word I missed. I got the cassette. So he got the cassette of Sakar Murli. 25 minutes Murli. And it was 10 pages that I covered that 25 minutes in. So Murli was 3 pages. Baba, lot of words were spoken again and again. Every one word itself, one word, me, sweet child, sweet child, child. But when I'm writing, I cannot repeat those words again and again, right? So obviously, any points Baba has said before that point, he used to ignore that point. So in shorthand, the notes were taken. So when the notes were taken, now different ocean layers are there, waves are there. It comes in different points. The jigib is jumping one point to the other. Now Avyakt Baba Dada has not shared how to become soul, become pure, and how to do yoga and inculcate. That is Avyakt Murlis. So that they expedite their perfection stage. That is for perfection. Avyakt Murlis are for. But Sakar Murlis, there is yoga, there is knowledge, there is inculcation in Sakar Murli. Lot of concepts of bhakti as well. and a lot of experiences of Brahma Baba. That's all part of Sakar Murli. Those elements were there in the Sakar Murli. But Brahma Baba had a lot of experiences, a lot of background, a lot of context from that. So he was a effort making soul, and the Supreme Soul was perfect, and that perfect soul comes into that imperfect soul. Whatever he said was a perfect knowledge. There was no correction. That was pure knowledge that time. But along with that, there was also Brahma Baba speaking. So those contexts, that time, all the festivities that were going on, or the context, cultural factors that were going on, political situations were going on. So Baba used to say those things also. So you have to understand whether this particular phrase was of Shiv Baba or whether of Brahma Baba. You are able to in Sakar Murli. You can tell the difference between when Brahma Baba is speaking and Shiv Baba is speaking. When Brahma Baba became perfect, he became perfect. Now there is no difference between Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, and both became equal. Both the souls were combined and they became equal. Now you can't make it separate. So Avyakt Bab Dada, in Avyakt Murli he says that Avyakt Baba says or Dada says. It's very clear in Avyakt Bab Dada, but not in Sakar Murli. So now Baba is using Avyakt Bab Dada to make them us yogis and how to become pure. So share that experiences. The ones when Brahma became perfect, he is helping us quickly. From Avyakt Murli, I used to take out 8 steps of Brahma Baba, 108, 8, 18 steps, different steps. What all steps he did, he took to become perfect. How he courageous, how he was tolerant, how he forgive. Lots of extension is there. A lot of description is there. And there was one book like this. He was Brahma Baba. For whole 1 year, I did homework in that book. Aise the Brahma Baba. Like this, Brahma Baba was. There is one book there. All the steps he did, all the efforts that Brahma Baba did, all the steps that he took, he actually, when he became perfect, Avyakt, and there are a lot of Brahma did that, Brahma did that. Why is he saying that? Because Baba wants us to become perfect. All the steps Brahma Baba did, or took the steps, we also have to do that. So sometimes we Baba also, you, somebody asks personally some circumstance. In all 4 subjects, all four subjects he has also covered in Sakar Murli as well as in Avyakt Murli. Once foreigner came to me, Avyakt Murlis are very, very nice and very easy to understand. And I can become perfect through Avyakt Murlis. Through Avyakt Murli, I never came to know lust is my greatest enemy. It was only through Sakar Murli I understood. And over there, Brahma directly used to say that, lust is the greatest enemy and they are the gateways to hell. Only in Sakar Murli, Brahma Baba used to say that. Not in Avyakt Murli anymore. And in a very strong, harsh tone, he was telling. In Brahma Baba was very high, strict. Now Baba is with a lot of loveful form in Avyakt form. The process of Murli right now, these days she's asking. 6 days we hear Sakar Murli and 1 day we hear Avyakt Murli. This is the law, or that's the rule. Why is it rule like this? Why is it like that? Why don't we listen to Avyakt Murli more? In Avyakt Murli there's a lot of homework. If you give so much homework every day, there's a lot of homework in Avyakt Murli. If we give you so much homework every day, we cannot do that. So you are able to do the homework of Avyakt Murli. That's why, because it's very heavy dose. So it takes you at least 7 days to take care of it or to inculcate it. Just look at the number of homework there is in Avyakt Murli. One after the other. So there's too much dosage. So she's saying, yeah, there's a lot more dosage. So if you, so to digest that dose is a bit difficult. So Dadi said that they decided, let's do one murli only, and then, so Sunday there are a lot more murlis, so let's revise on Sunday. So Sunday is avyak murli. Because we have holidays, so we can reflect a lot more can be digested. We get a lot in avyak signals and through slogan and whatnot. But Sunday's murli, when we listen, Brahma Baba is such profound knowledge Brahma Baba has given. We come to know the depth through Sakar Murli, and it's only one topic. Some people like it, the Avyak Murli is a lot more, because it's having one particular theme. It has a very organized way. So those who have a lot of concentrated intellect can Sakar Murli be, only those who have concentrated have concentrated. Because Baba is jumping, you know, one different waves are coming in the Murli, so it's very difficult to concentrate. You require a lot of concentrated intellect. Sometimes we feel that why we have to listen to the same things, because there's a lot of repetitions. Is it really necessary? And if it's necessary, how do we listen to it? Is it okay that we listen to mobile murli and all that? And if we have to listen to all, every day, how we listen to it? So one element, consider yourself soul and remember that unless and until you don't make that lesson firm in your mind, consider yourself soul and remember me. So now new souls are coming to Madhuban. Brahma Baba is running the murli and children are sitting across. Shiva Baba is speaking. Some things Baba used to repeat the murli because new souls used to come. So we try not to repeat the murli. I pay a lot of attention not to repeat the murli. But Baba has said that repetitiously. So importance is that, what is the importance? We have not brought it in our practical life properly. We have not, Baba made the lesson firm of soul 108 times. I'm a soul. Narayan is a soul. Jashoda is a soul. He made it very firm in his mind. If you are listening every single day, its impact should go. I should go depth in that of the aspects of Sakar Murli. We get so many new things also. Leave the repetitious part. Like how the scriptures have certain importance. Whatever in the murli, there is a solution for everybody's problems. Everybody has this experience. Baba is the one who is teaching. Baba has explained in so much depth. If your intellect is clear, clean and clear, you will come to know, today only I heard the murli. I never heard the murli before. Because your mind is very clear. You are as a pure person. And Padi used to say to Raju, Raju, where did you get this murli from, Raju? So this is revised. This is repetitious murli, she used to say. So Dadi used to say, no, I have not heard this murli before. I used to laugh because Dadi, when we are listening, our minds, what kind of mindset I have and during that time in the murli. If my mind is very clean, clear, pure, so we are able to absorb Baba's knowledge. And that time we remember, we are able to retain the information. And but some people are sleeping. So sometimes you're ruminating about old things, different things. So sometimes you're not able to, you think that you have not heard the murli. We are not making any new addition. Only slogan, vardhan are additions. Question answers are changed. But murli, there is no change, actual murli. So it's your pure state that makes you feel that way. So as your intellect is becoming more golden vessel, you are able to retain the knowledge much more. God, Shri Baba is very pure, perfect. Through whatever he has explained through Brahma, and if I have to inculcate knowledge, then I need a lot of pure intellect for that. I don't need any stability is required of the intellect. to absorb the knowledge. So feel that as if in the golden vessel directly it's going inside me when Baba is sharing the knowledge. But if your intellect is warning here and there, mobile is such a thing that after lockdown, this mobile is such a maya that we can listen to the Murli through mobile only. We can listen at home. We know how we listen at home when you are doing few things here and there, and you are. I mean, at home, how do we listen? So while listening to mobile, we are doing so many lockic things. So a lot of student life is over. It's finished because of the mobile. So the way you listen to Murli and the approach, what kind of atmosphere there is, and if you're listening also while sitting, what kind of stability you have. But when you're listening in the classroom, the impact it creates is on your consciousness. If you're listening on the mic, the same class which I am now sharing, somebody is listening somewhere, they're not able to listen to it very clearly. When you're sitting here across me, there's a different importance how you're absorbing. When you're seeing me, the atmosphere there is right now, the pure vision that they're having, the loveful atmosphere there is, all the combination of all the souls here who are so yogis, that is not, you cannot get in the mobile. So I always have a good wish that every Baba's child, always you should go to a particular center and go to the Murli there and go and listen there, because the online Murli and all that facility we are given because some their bodies are not well. So for them, they are listening on the mobile Murli and they are not able to because they are handicapped or whatever. They should not miss. So, okay, there is an alternative means. But due to carelessness, you are not going there. Due to your laziness, you are not going. You are not going to the center because of that. So this is your own bondage of karma. So cut this, destroy this bondage, and you're healthy, and you can do it right now, and you just take advantage of the atmosphere, go to the center, and take that searchlight from the, and take advantage or benefit from the center. We listen to so many classes, so much information, and there's Murlis as well, there's brothers' classes. Some people think that Murlis are boring and classes are very entertaining. So they listen to the classes a lot more. There are so many questions they ask. This brother said that, this brother, in classes this is what happens. So many people come to me and they tell me, the one who's telling, please go and ask him only. So they ask. Some say that Krishna is already born, so Brahma has taken birth only. So many questions. So when it comes to classes, people like classes a lot, but then a lot of questions are emerging in the people's mind. And people call me and ask me. I don't cut their thoughts, or I don't interrupt them. But whatever Baba speaks, those are truthful words. I don't listen anything else. It's no important for me. I don't listen to brother or sister. I listen to Murli, which is directly versions of Baba. There is depth in it. Only Baba's versions are there directly. So if it's of any help to me, I should be able to, I should take it. Don't ask this question. You will say, this brother is saying that Yagya is going through such a thing. Some people will say, don't eat only fruits. Some people, you will become spiritual. But three times we are getting food in the kitchen. But this is totally against what is going on in the Yagya. Brahma Baba became perfect, Mama became perfect through this, and they were eating three times meals, and you are going to share different knowledge, people are being taken for a ride. That's better not to listen such things. You listen if you are interested, you want to consume more knowledge, but keep your intellect clean and clear. So listen from the horse's mouth, directly from Brahma Baba, Murli. It's there. People have a lot of versions and a lot of questions emerge in your mind, and then you become confused and then you ask a lot of questions. So better to listen to Murli. So there's one question that we get inspiration from classes, but if you want liberation and liberation in life, and you want the inheritance, you have to listen to the Murli. So is it clear? Is it true? Baba's Murli is the basis for us. So if we listen to souls stuff, we'll get inspiration from classes, but you will not get mukti and jivan mukti. So it also makes you careless also classes. So be a little careful what Baba has been telling. What is not in the Srimad, if anything else has been told to you, it is creating, it pollutes my intellect. If I am listening something else, so better ignore it. It's good for you. When Baba used to come before, earlier, only two, one Brahma's body and one is Kulza bodies, two bases. Oh, why not the third one? Why only two? What was the specialities in them that only two bodies he took, or two parts? So when Baba became avyakt, Baba said during the time he became avyakt, he did not give so much importance to avyakt part as well. But through avyakt, so many people were born, so many brothers and sisters were born. There were expansion taken place. There was no services then in abroad. So there was a lot of sustenance to be given. So Baba wanted expansion. So that was through avyakt palna. So after the, when teacher made, so he was making us equal to him. He was educating us. But when it's exam time, then the teacher withdraws what all I have taught him and seeing how much he has inculcated in his life. So that's what this part is right now. So all the deities that have to be ready, they have already been ready. Few are last so fast. Okay, they are exception to the rule. But whatever education time is being consumed, this is revision time. It is material has been all done. Now we have to give exam. So Baba has become detached. So he has become observer. So that's what a good teacher does after teaching. At the time of exam, he will not come at that time. He will not come at that time. It is a dictates of your own mind if somebody says that it is coming in his body. There was only Brahma Baba's mat, there was Gulza Dadi's chariot. If somebody says it is coming here, Baba is coming there, it's your own dictates of mind. So they are able to do a lot of, they are able to take out voice. So don't get into the illusion how they are able to play out. Whatever part Baba had to play in Sakar and Avyakt, it's over right now. So now Baba will not take one more body and complete, and take one more body and explain the things.
पांडव शिव शक्ति सेना की
His speed is very fast for translation. So the basis of Brahman, the basis is three jewels. Love, to have unbreakable love. How to maintain that unbreakable love? Because that's the basis for our life. These three things, three gifts. Baba, we cannot see him. Unbreakable connection and deep connection. What should we do for that? What all attainments you have received at confluence, aged from Baba, and we have received a lot from Baba. So we forget those attainments. We don't revise that. We don't keep that in our awareness. Such elevated knowledge we have been given to us. Such new life has been given to us. Such a yogi life we got. All the bad habits he removed from us. And Baba gave us so much light, might, and stopped us from wandering. So automatically love goes for such a soul. Baba made me such great soul. I was in the in the dustbin, and now he made me such a pure soul. He made my vision so clear, my intellect so clear, and he made me sit in his lap, and he's giving me good food. I don't have any problems of life, no depression, no tension. So all the attainments that I've received from Baba, knowledge, powers, qualities, such great character, when we are able to reflect in our mind, in awareness, naturally you will remember automatically unbreakable love. Love will not stop for us. Who will love us so much, and as much as Baba is loving us? I may not be able to see him with the eyes, physical eyes, but Baba is above, like an umbrella behind him. I don't know English, I don't know the world. I have whole America, London, America. I went alone and I took no translation, nothing. But Baba is like a canopy on front of my head. Baba is the one who's... Baba is like an umbrella over me, and he is making me move. But my connection is always with him. Unbreakable connection. He has made me able. He has made me worthy. And he is giving sustenance. He is making through me do it. As much as love you have, Baba has many forms. Baba is fulfilling that forms. And automatically that love reaches out to you, to the soul. Gopis were once tied God in their love. One is gopi means two things. One is gopi means the one who has all the no distractions of the sense organs. All the sense organs. I'm the master of it. I'm not distracted at all in the world. Baba is giving everything to us. There is no one. I'm not attaining anything. There was a slogan that there is nothing unattained. Something that I have not attained. Whatever I have not attained, it's the deities. There is a saying that in deities' wealth, in the treasure house, there is nothing unattained, but it's Brahmins who have not unattained. We have attained everything. You look at the daily timetable itself, we have attained so much. Such a beautiful timetable Baba has given us. How to walk, how to eat, how to interact, how to behave. All Baba taught us. So how, if Baba has given so much and you're not even thankful for that, and you know how your intellect will break. So Didi used to say once, don't become Become gopi, don't become so knowledgeful only. He's God and I am the soul. Intellect is just into knowledgeful. There has to be love. The true love that Baba is giving us, automatically you become liberated from too much labor. Simple mothers, they don't use at all. They use their heart, and they are able to experience Baba. And people who are in the intellect, there is nobody with me, I am alone, nobody is with me. The people who are having head on their those who have had. Dil is such a God. I mean, heart is such a thing that don't use your intellect so much. Just remember Baba with a lot of love, with your heart. Yeah, your you should have a head, but that head should be influenced by your own feelings, God-based feelings. So if you want to ask any questions, please, mic. Their hands, 2-3 people there. If you can come in front, those who want to ask questions, just make a queue there, behind in that line. Those who want to ask, please come in front. One question is,
Om Shanti Brother. मैं हिंदी में पूछ सकती हूँ, but for the benefit of others, as you are, आप जो अव्यक्त मुरली बोल रहे हैं ना,
the अव्यक्त मुरली,
don't mind, I'll make it very short, क्योंकि बहुत लोग हैं, but this अव्यक्त मुरली का जो deep है ना, एक direct, कोई बीच में नहीं, even though मैं ब्रह्मा बाबा is
direct.
Coming with it, but it's direct.
अव्यक्त is direct, right?
And we see.
And we see, we are seeing emotions, we see through the face of Avyakt Bap Dada. When Bap Dada comes,
you don't know your whole body, it's something different. So I feel, uska jo, it's whether you call it as a code of law,
so all the attraction when Baba comes in somebody's body.
So I want to ask you this question, this Avyakt Murli, which you are saying when compared to Sakar Murli. Sakar Murli, if you
the comparison of Avyakt and Sakar Murli, she still not asked the question.
In 1969, till 1969. After that, they say it is repeated. So it's just like as you see the four dharana subjects. So which do you think gives us a greater, at this particular moment, final moments, which is very important, the Avyakt Murlis or the Sakar Murlis?
Which are more important Murlis? Simple question is, she's asking which is more important, Sakar Murlis or Avyakt Murlis? Somebody who understands Sakar Murlis very clearly, so I think that Mama Baba became perfect, they became Avyakt, they became perfect through that Murli only. So those Murlis are more important in a way. Baba used to see the children and then only deliver the content for the Murlis. The Avyakt Murlis are very deep and clear. I've seen Avyakt Baba where. So our we are associated with Avyakt Murli a lot because we have seen Avyakt Murli. So it's not that you will not get if you only listen to Avyakt Murlis, but the importance of Sakar Murli also is there. At that time they became Avyakt and they became number one. 1968, Vishwa Kishore Dada. Mama left body in 65. They study the same Murlis. They studied only Sakar Murlis. They did not have any Avyakt Murlis. But they had that such depth in it. So, but those who are, it is a character building Murlis. So Avyakt Murli also belong to Baba only. Nobody is prohibiting you to. You can also become perfect through that. He's acknowledging that.
So
next question is,
I'm
from US.
Hindi nahi
aata. I am.
नहीं हिंदी में बोल रहे हो तो try बोल सकते.
तो जब भी मैं 9th through 12th में था, मैं
when I was in 12th high school, I used to listen to Murli because of fear. 7 to 8. Now I live in college in hostel. Now it's a bit difficult listening to Murli. I'm in the roommates.
So classes भी बहुत कठिन हो रहे हैं. तो इसलिए पूछना था कि
माय कंटेंट ऑफ कॉलेज इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट आल्सो द कोर्स मटेरियल. सो
आप ज़ूम से मुरली सुनते हो तो फिर इतना इफेक्ट नहीं होता, इतना असर नहीं होता.
यू देयर आई यू सेड दैट व्हेन यू आर लिसनिंग टू ज़ूम इट्स नॉट हैविंग सो मच इंपैक्ट. इफ आई वांट टू लिसन ऑनलाइन इज इट ओके विद बाबा इफ आई लिसन ऑनलाइन? बट लाइक आई सेड टू यू, व्हेन यू हैव अ प्रॉब्लम देयर आर सर्कम कंडीशंस देन इट्स फाइन. बट बिकॉज ऑफ लेजीनेस एंड केयरलेसनेस यू आर लिविंग एज अ स्टूडेंट देयर इन अ हॉस्टल. इट्स एब्सोल्यूटली व्हेन सैटरडे संडे यू गेट अ हॉलिडे यू गो टू द सेंटर दैट टाइम. But if you're living in hostel, just listen to the Murli. It's online, it's fine. It's not because of laziness. So you missed off somebody, just plug the ear, have earplugs and listen. Keep having connection with the center. Don't cut the relay connection. When he make you instrument and you are in the leading murli as an instrument, if you can give me some methodology, some new children are coming when we are sitting, those who have taken new course. What Baba Srimat gives us, how do we deliver the murli at that time? How to be a good instrument is what she is asking. When you are delivering the murli, can you give in a little bit? How do we deliver the murli as an instrument? When new souls come, never make them sit in direct murli. Let them finish 7-day course and simple murlis, and then he becomes a faithful. Find some good murlis which are little basic murlis and give them. So if you are giving the same more content to the newcomers and but there are old people sitting there, they will feel irritated because they already know. So don't clarify every line there is. Those who are old sitting in the murli, you feel, they also feel little, they feel bored. And they feel like they are telling, Muli has been told to me again and again, same thing. When I am giving class or when I am telling the teachers, my instruction is, don't give addition to anything. I keep telling them, just listen to them, just read the Muli as is. Yeah, when you are reflecting something, when you are doing a class, that time you can share. But when you are giving the murli, delivering the murli, please listen to the, give to the murli as is, where is basis. So people get up and they go away. So as is murli, you should read is what he's trying to say.
When you were saying, and I'd heard this before, that there was repetition of sweet children in the Sakamali. Are there some copies of that original way that Baba spoke that we can actually see how much Baba used to say sweet children?
अभी हमारे पास cassettes में हैं बाबा की आवाज में. Type तो नहीं कर सकते.
There are cassettes. I have cassettes. We cannot type that what Baba has said. She's asking if you have where Baba says lots of times, मीठे बच्चे, sweet child, sweet child. So if you want to listen to directly, we have what 150-200 in the cassette counter. You can listen to it and you can listen to it and also understand them. You will get the juice of when Baba says child. As we read the murli, as you print out the murli and you listen to the read the murli, and there is so less time, we keep on listening to the murli. Because the murli is of 3 pages and churning also takes a lot of time, so how do we align that? So he's saying definitely you require time for that. There is inculcation, there are essence of the murli, there is question answer. If you make a note of this only, you can have positive thinking, you can reflect a lot. If you have the whole time, you have a lot of time, you can read the whole murli, but otherwise you can just read this essence. 5 things, heading, question answer, essence, vardhan, slogan, and now there is avyak signal as well. So this addition you will keep on getting every day. Even if you listen enough, if you keep that in mind, there's no need to churn so much. We get advance murli of 15 days. He's asking, how do we get the murli on time? She's saying there is murli already in mobile, and three days ahead murli is already there in the app. And murli
madhubanmurli.org.
There is one website as well, madhubanmurli.org. So there are 3 days advance Murli is already put up there. That's official website from London. There's one question.
Thanks for taking the question, brother. I really appreciate that. I go to the center because we don't have a center where we read the Murli in our city. And so what I do is I hook up with another city through Zoom, and we listen to the Murli live. What happens is in that particular place, there is both English Murli that's read as well as a French Murli. And I always like to listen to the Murli in my native tongue, so I love to listen to it in French. What I find a little bit perturbing, if you will, is that sometimes when the Murli is read in French, a person will say, well, that may not be what Baba said in the English Murli, and kind of goes back and makes corrections. And I find that a little bit odd. And so I just wanted to hear your comment on that. Thank you.
Ye bhai keh rahe hai ki ye Canada se hai aur English mein kyunki wo unke shehar mein center nahi hai to online Zoom se sunte hai. और फ्रेंच से फ्रेंच में मुरली सुनना पसंद करते हैं क्योंकि उनका मदर टंग फ्रेंच है तो जो मुरली पढ़ते हैं फ्रेंच में तो कभी कभी वो जो इंग्लिश में मुरली है तो वो उसका अपना कुछ एडिशन या फिर अपना कुछ चिंतन वो ऐड करते हैं या करते हैं तो थोड़ा डिफर हो मतलब अलग होता है इंग्लिश मुरली से तो वो क्या करूँ मैं मैंने आपका विचार क्या है
So in that context, you are listening online. If there's too much, French, lot of. Yeah, you can listen to other. You listen to from where other alternatively where French has been. French Murlis are so many places French has been told, has been spoken in the Murli. So listen from that. I am a new student and I have less time. So much of Murlis are there. Are there any important Murlis I can pay attention? In college, we cannot cover the whole in syllabus. In school, college, we have only 2 important Murlis. We listen and I become. I'm able to cope and give answer to the question at the end. If you have time, listen to the Murli. As that Baba will make you perfect, whatever is listening to you. Baba has not left any Murli. All Murlis are getting revised anyway, and Vardhan slogan, everything is there in the Murli. If you're not able to listen to the whole Murli, no problem. Pay attention to Vardhan and slogan. And the blessings and the slogan, it's essence of everything. From 69 till 1995, it's the essence of the Avyakt Murlis. So that is also enough. There is no need to take attention in this matter. Just reflect on that, and it has a sense, everything is there. And now you are getting even a Vyak signal, so it's not just reading the Murli, it's also the inculcation. Don't become bored. He is reading, I should also read. No, it should not be like that. Some people just pay attention that I have to complete so much, and they are just reading. They are just ticking. I have read this. So the idea is to pay attention on character building and pay attention on what you can take home rather than just so much material. That's what the essence of the answer is. And besides, everything is in the Murlis. There's no microphone. I'm not able to understand her question. It's not on the mic, but I'm sure.
Okay. नहीं ये प्रश्न मैं एक प्रश्न repeat करती हूँ ताकि फिर translation हो सके. तो बहन का एक question है क्योंकि सुदेश दीदी ने ये कहा था.
सुदेश दीदी said
light or might है.
Love, light and might. That's the structure. Love, light and then might.
प्यार इसके आधार से.
And you said that about you are, when you are in the state of love, then there is less labor. There's love and affection as well. You said that love and affection, what's the difference between the two? But I also said, you also need the balance between the intellect and feelings. Don't become hopeless. Don't become hard. They cannot, matas cannot remember through their intellect. But those, matas don't have light and might, so what we tell them? We just tell the mothers that you just have love. So to each one, we have, we, even the persons who are not educated, they should be able to understand. So love is such a power, that true love is such a thing, that spiritual love is such a thing, that God, we are able to convince God and He will do things for us. We are able to experience everything from God also. But if you have an intellect also, you can also know and then remember Him. It becomes easy. It's fine. Yeah. You are a child of God. Through the intellect, also you have feelings. So the feelings should not go low or down. When we become intellectual, your feelings get, you don't have that many feelings as much. When we go to temples, how much devotion there is. We are able to understand everything when we go to the temple, but then we are not able to respect the laws. So you give respect at that time in the temple when you are giving. Keep a good feeling there. So you have to hold your, fold your hands, you fold your hands. So otherwise they will say that these people have no, they don't respect at all. They are not having any feelings at all. So we should not do such things. So sometimes you should show your feelings as well. So you are able to serve them, otherwise there will be disservice. So when you are going to temple, you will not take that holy offering that they give you. You share it with somebody else, no problem, but at least take it. You will say, I am not taking, I am with a lot of ego. Dadi also said that just temple you go to, when he brings that, Dadi said that you should also give money to them. I will not give money to the, when I am going to the temple. No, there is a protocol of the temple, so you have to follow that protocol. Dadi used to say that. Whatever the rules, regulations, laws of that particular space or that place or that holy place, you should also, along with your intellect you have, okay, you also have to have feelings. You have to respect the code of ethics around. Thank you so much, brother. A lot of things we got clarified with one hand. Say goodbye to them and say thanks to them. Om Shanti.